This podcast is a presentation of UCTV.tv, University of California Television. Like what you learn? Help others discover UCTV podcasts by leaving a comment or rating in iTunes.
So we're supposed to have testosterone.
Yes.
And we're supposed to have a certain amount
Yep.
at certain times in our life.
Yep.
Do we know how that changes over time?
Yes, we actually do know how to change this over time. As I mentioned earlier, in utero, there is a surge of testosterone for the fetal development, for the baby to grow up, when they're born, to be a boy. So there is a surge which is mediated through the mom's hormones, specifically HCG. During puberty, there's also another surge of testosterone for men to start developing their secondary sexual characteristics, deepening their voice, increased muscle strength.
How long does that last? So, I mean, if we have a surge, is it a surge for a week and then it kicks off all these changes, or does it go up and stay up for a long time?
It goes up and actually stay up for a couple of years until puberty finishes. So there is a surge at that time as well. But then for the most part, during the end of puberty, that surge, actually that level stays pretty steady throughout most of the guys during their 20s and 30s. And then as a man age, just like woman's hormone goes down with aging, a man's hormone also goes down with aging. So we call them andropause. Then that's one of the words you might hear on commercials and that kind of stuff. As the testosterone starting to go down, it's the menopause for women. We call them andropause for men.
The other word I heard was manopause instead of menopause.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that change takes place. Is that responsible for aging? Is it a consequence of aging? Is it a problem or is it normal?
It's definitely a normal physiologic response for a man's testosterone level to go down with aging. Back in the day, before we recognized this phenomenon, we just assumed that, okay, well, when you become middle age, 50s, 60s, it's normal for you to get more tired. It's normal for you to can't keep your eyes open through the shows after dinner, normal to gain some weight, is normal to have issues relating to, erections and sex drive. But that we just associate that with just part of aging. That's what my grandfather looked like, so that's what I'm going to look like when I'm 60 and 70. I'm not going to be as active. We now know that a lot of that can be contributed to low testosterone. Testosterone, just like any hormone imbalance, if you have diabetes or thyroid problems, your body's not healthy when you're running a deficit in certain hormones. By restoring the balance, your body functions better. So it's true that for the guys and this is very true for men who are overweight. They try all types of diet programs. They eat salad till the cows come home. They exercise with a trainer, and then they don't get any results, and then they ended up very discouraged and gave up on their lifestyle changes. And in part of these groups of men, part of the problem is a hormone deficiency, because if you have an imbalanced hormone, it's harder for them to lose weight. It's harder for them to get motivated and get the energy they need to go work out. And studies have shown that by restoring their balance in combination with the lifestyle changes, there are positive body composition changes associated with it. So I think men, we're demanding a little more these days just because we're 60. We don't want to feel like 60, and by no means is testosterone a way of anti-aging to make a 60-year-old man 20-year-old again. But if you can give them maybe 5 years or 10 years and get them body back a little bit more, stay active a little longer, and that, I think that's something that's very positive for the patient.
You've been listening to a podcast by University of California Television. For more information about this program or UCTV, visit us online at uctv.tv.